Right, you're on 2CR, 4:15. That was Doing It Wrong, Charlie Collins from her album Snowpine. As part of the Vivid 2019 Girl Gamer Esports Festival, it's returning for its third year in Sydney to celebrate the success and talent of women in video gaming. It will include a live two-day event in which have teams compete for a chance to be flown to Dubai for the World Esport Finals. Annabelle Kwan, also known as Punzi, from the Australian Esports League, will be joining us this afternoon, and she's the creative director and PR manager for this event, and has worked in esports industry as a presenter for 3 years. So welcome to the show, Annabelle.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role in the development of Girl Gamer Sydney Festival?
No worries. So my role within Girl Gamer Sydney is we are working with the original company, which is based in Portugal, to bring it over to Sydney. And of course, some things needed to be changed, make it more for Australians. And as a female Australian myself, my role was to reach out to women in the industry, whether it be gamers, cosplayers, or the people working within the industry, to get some feedback on what they would like. And so my role was to get that feedback and to also reach out to influencers in the industry. And I also do some of the graphics and stuff. So if you're in Chatswood and you see the little flags up that say Girl Gamer Sydney, I designed them, which I'm actually very proud of. that's my primary role.
So this festival will have three tournaments which you can compete in. They're playing Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Overwatch, and Super Smash Brothers. Tell us what's the response been like for the teams who have participated so far?
Very overwhelmingly positive. Of course, the winners of CSGO are going to be flown to Dubai. So we've had a lot. Everyone's very excited for that. But unfortunately, there were a lot of people who wanted to compete who didn't have teams. So we actually, which we didn't think would happen, but we had to make a Discord where people could join. And we have three teams who have been made just to compete now for a chance to be flown to Dubai. Due to like the overwhelming response. So that's been really good, and I'm really excited to see how they play. A lot of these girls haven't met each other before, so it's going to be very exciting.
And tell us a little bit also, you're also going to have some people speaking at keynotes and panels.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have two keynote speakers. We have Celeste on day two, and the two girls will be talking about their experience in the industry, how to join. If you're just starting off fresh as well, they'll have lots of advice on what the easiest step is to take, or because there's lots of different ways to work in the industry, of course. You can be a player, you can be a manager. So both girls, ladies on the day, will be talking about different ways, whether that will be becoming a manager or wanting to be a gamer or just working in different roles within the environment.
So what can we expect at the Careers Alley, which I believe is to help female gamers?
Yeah, so that's pretty much a lot of Girl Gamer is all based around the careers involved. Our goal is to open up, just make things more accessible for the younger generations. So with the games, pretty much it's just about obviously playing video games, but the other part of Girl Gamer is just explaining how anyone can get involved, whether they are female or male. Anyone is welcome to come, and just having people in the industry that these young people can talk to, who actually have advice and know people, I guess, have contacts and can give these people one-on-one information, or where to go or what to do next to get their foot in the right door.
So can you give us a bit of an overview of how the Australian esports industry has evolved to accommodate women? How far do we still have to go in this? I mean, we can remember Gamergate only about 5 years ago, where we had such rampant misogyny. Do you think we've got past that sort of blokey culture that predominated game practice, or have we still got a lot of work to do?
Definitely not. I personally think, from my experience in the industry, esports is very kind of living in the olden days sometimes. And as a woman, it can be very frustrating. Well, and within Australia, just Australia, we only have a 3% female participation rate in esports. However, statistic-wise, it shows that it's about 50-50 when it comes to both males and females playing video games. So clearly something's wrong. So when the AEL ran the WESG qualifiers for the Alibaba event, we had a female-only league, and then we had a mixed league. And we were wondering why aren't the females joining, and so we asked for feedback, etc. And the majority of the women said that they just felt uncomfortable because of how they had been treated in the past. So unfortunately, and from personal experience, I definitely think that there's definitely a bloke culture in esports, and there is a long way to go. However, I do hope in the future that Girl Gamer within the next couple of years doesn't even have to be around. Maybe like the name can be changed, or we won't even need it at all. And it's just about making everything equal and just giving everyone the same opportunity and making everyone feel comfortable.
So, I mean, what do you think are the main reasons of putting women off competing in these esports? Is it this really ultra competitive macho-ness of certain competitors that just sort of drains the enjoyment for some purpose? Is that what are the main things that you found from talking to people?
I get to travel every year to the IESF World Championships, which I'm very grateful for. And I've spoken to a lot of women overseas who say that when they don't like to compete, even though they could be the number one female team in the world, they don't like to compete in mixed tournaments because they're not taken as seriously, or the guys will sometimes pick on them and just be sexist. And I had a conversation with one team in particular that said, even when they practice online, this is for Counter-Strike, they will sometimes need to just change, like they will change their voice so it sounds like a man. If they want, or in even Dota 2, they'll change their voice because they don't like the other team to hear. Because unfortunately, in their past experience, if a team sometimes finds out that they're women, they will go easy on them, which they don't want. They want to practice. Or they'll just be sexist. And unfortunately, I do think there are some big companies within esports who just downright refuse to sponsor a female team. And so that's a big problem. We need to start, like, although Girl Game is starting small and hopefully it will grow, we need, because those big companies have such an influence, you know, it's unfortunately negative. So hopefully we can change that and that won't be needed anymore.
And finally, so tell us some who are some of your favourite sort of female role models in the industry?
There are many. Mm-hmm. I personally really love Womans. They're a group organisation based in Australia and NZ. And they come together every now and then for meetings, and anyone can join, whether you identify as female, if you were born female, whatever. They're very welcoming. They're very inclusive of everyone. And they meet up and they talk, they have talk, about, like just specific subjects. It doesn't necessarily have to always be on esports, but they're a very good group that come together, support each other, and they do a lot of things for charity. And they're really good at supporting each other and lifting women up in the community. So I'd probably just have to say them, because there's not one particular person. They're a humongous group with thousands of members, and they're just so supportive and really inclusive of everyone in the community.
All right. That was Annabelle Kwan from the Australian Esports League, Creative Director of the Girl Game Sydney Festival. Now, this live event will be taking place at the Concourse, Chatswood, on the 9th and 10th of June as part of Vivid. You can book tickets at girlgamer.gg. We'll put a link on that on the podcast. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, let's get back to some of the music. I mean, we're talking about, you know, iconic, heroic women. Well, I mean, our feature album is Mavis Staples now, an R&B icon, you know, an African-American...